Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs.
In January this year, Alibaba released what looked like the first serious open source challenger to commercial text-to-speech. The model was called Qwen 3 TTS. It was impressive. It had voice cloning. It had multiple languages. It was free. You could download the weights and run it yourself.
Spoiler, it didn't live up to the hype. Not because it was bad, but because Alibaba's engineering team apparently saw every limitation users found, documented them as future work, and then 6 months later released a completely different product with almost the same name, but a closed API.
And that's where it gets delicious, because the open source model is called Qwen 3 TTS, no audio. The new closed API model is called Qwen Audio 3.0 TTS, with audio, so you've got this naming confusion, where the thing you can actually download and run isn't called audio, and the thing you absolutely cannot is.
That is a genuine own goal. Let's unpack both models and talk about why the new one actually matters.
Qwen 3 TTS came out on January 22, 2026. The claim was straightforward. A 0.6 billion and 1.7 billion parameter text-to-speech model with multilingual support, voice cloning, and a fast acoustic tokenizer. The paper benchmarked it against 11 Labs and Minimax. The results looked good on paper.
On paper. That's the key phrase here, because while the benchmark showed strong character error rates and speaker similarity scores, the actual user experience was uneven.
Language coverage first. The model supports 10 languages: Chinese, English, German, Italian, Portuguese, Spanish, Japanese, Korean, French, and Russian. Full stop. No Arabic, no Hindi, no Indonesian, no Thai, no Vietnamese, no Tagalog.
Meanwhile, 11 Labs supports 29, and it wasn't like we'll add these soon. The paper's future work section literally says, further scale our multilingual coverage beyond the current 10 languages, which is developer speak, for we didn't plan this.
The voice cloning had issues. If your reference audio had any noise, any reverb, any acoustic imperfection, the model would propagate those artifacts into the synthesis. You needed studio-quality recordings, and even then, consistency was fragile. Users reported that the same voice clone would sound different across clips, sometimes changing gender or accent mid-generation.
The emotional control? Non-existent! You couldn't tag text with angry or whispering. You got what the model felt like generating, and sometimes what it felt like generating was laughing or moaning randomly in the middle of a sentence. Community reports called it magical roulette quality.
But the real problem was inference speed. The paper claimed 97 milliseconds first packet latency that was measured on internal infrastructure with Torch, dot compiled, CUDA graphs, and hand-tuned server optimizations. What users actually got was slower than real-time.
Slower than real-time! On a GPU!
On a flagship GPU, RTX 4090, real-time factor below 1. To generate 1 minute of speech, it took more than 1 minute of wall clock time. On an H100, RTF was 0.59, still sub-real-time.
Why? Because the architecture uses autoregressive generation with around 500 small GPU kernel launches per step. In Python, the CPU issues instructions faster than the GPU can accept them. CPU-GPU synchronization becomes the bottleneck. GPU utilization was sitting at 10-16% on flagship cards, a 350-watt GPU drawing 80 watts.
A third-party project called FasterQuen3 TTs showed that with CUDA graphs and static caching, you could get a 4x improvement on the same hardware. The official code left that performance on the table.
The fine-tuning was also broken. If you tried to fine-tune the 0.6b checkpoint, it crashed immediately with an embedding dimension mismatch. The training script assumed the 1.7b model's architecture. And if you did fine-tune the 1.7b, the output degraded. Speaking rate accelerated per epoch. Speaker similarity dropped. You'd get gender flip on short utterances.
The benchmark strategy was selective. The paper compared against 11labs and Minimax. It didn't compare against Kokoro, which hit number one on the TTS arena in the same month Quen 3 TTS launched, running at 82 million parameters versus Quen's 1.7 billion. It didn't compare against Fish Audio S2 Pro, which tops independent benchmarks. When you benchmark, you choose your opponents carefully.
On the Artificial Analysis TTS Arena, Quen 3 TTS Flash ranked at LO929, rank 76, not where the paper implied it would land.
And the paper had no dedicated limitations section. Limitations were buried in subsections or listed as future work without timelines. That's a real tell about how much confidence the team had in the V1 release.
So what you had was a model that was genuine progress, genuinely open source, but slow on the hardware most people own, incomplete in language coverage, fragile in production, and benchmarked selectively. 6 months later, Alibaba's team looked at every GitHub issue, every community complaint, every benchmark where they came up short and shipped a completely new product.
July 20th, 2026. Quen Audio 3.0 TTS. Same Tongyi lab at Alibaba. Two tiers, flash for real time, plus for quality. And here's the key shift, closed API only. No open weights.
So the open model called Quen 3 TTS is Apache 2.0, and you can download it. The new model called Quen Audio 3.0 TTS runs only on Alibaba cloud servers. That naming situation is a genuine disaster for discoverability.
But let's talk about what they fixed. Languages. 16 of them now. Arabic, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Tagalog, Thai, Vietnamese, plus 21 Chinese dialect varieties accessible through voice cloning combined with natural language instruction. That's the language gap addressed.
Emotion and sound effect tags. You can embed angry, giggles, gasp directly in the text and the model interprets it. Natural language instruction control. You pass a description like, say this, like a stadium announcer welcoming a crowd, broad pacing, slight reverb, lifted intonation, and the model applies it. That is the emotional control gap solved.
Voice cloning robustness. The model was trained with targeted acoustic simulation, noisy reference audio, reverb-heavy recordings, telephone quality samples. The model learned to suppress reverb and noise while preserving timbre. The voice encoder has learned to separate speaker identity from acoustic environment. You don't need studio recordings anymore.
So the four things Alibaba called things developers actually run into in production were broader language coverage, natural language style control, fine-grained tag control, and robustness to unclean reference audio. All addressed. They listened.
The architecture split is interesting. Flash is optimized for real time, low latency voice cloning, Plus is optimized for quality and naturalness. Flash has 300 millisecond first packet latency. Plus doesn't specify because quality is the priority.
The twist. Flash supports voice cloning. Plus does not. If you want to clone a specific voice, you use Flash, even if you care about quality. That's a deliberate architectural split, not a limitation. Flash got the voice cloning training path specifically because Alibaba wanted to handle noisy reference audio in production. Plus, got single speaker quality optimization because enterprise users care about timbre fidelity, more than inference speed.
The benchmarks are strong. Word error rate averaged across 16 languages. Flash comes in at 3.87, Plus at 3.96, both better than any other system tested. Speaker similarity, Plus leads at 82.75 average across 16 languages, Flash at 80.44. On artificial analysis, the independent third-party TTS leaderboard, Quen Audio 3.0 TTS Plus, currently ranks number 1. ELO 1237. Compare that to Quen 3 TTS at ELO 929. Same company, same 6-month gap.
But the model is not a complete solution. Open weights, gone. This is API only, no technical paper published yet. SSML support, unsupported. Word level timestamp output, unsupported. 48 color versus audio output is listed as coming soon, but not live at launch. And Plus can't clone voices. If you want voice cloning, you must use Flash even if you're willing to pay more for quality.
Pricing is not publicly disclosed. You have to log in to Alibaba Cloud to find out what it costs. The model runs in Singapore and Beijing regions only. You're dependent on Alibaba's infrastructure and availability.
Here's the thing, though. We run QN3 TTS every single day. The open source model, on our own GPU server. 3 NVIDIA 3090s doing text-to-speech synthesis for these shows.
We chose it because it's open, because we self-host it, because we don't pay per character, and because 6 months ago it was the credible open-source alternative to 11 labs. We know every limitation we just described. We live with the inference speed. We live with the language constraints. We live with that trade-off because the autonomy of self-hosting is worth it to us.
Now, we could switch to Quen Audio 3.0 TTS Plus for the quality jump. It's ranked number 1 now, but we'd lose self-hosting. We'd lose control. We'd become dependent on Alibaba's availability, their API, their pricing decisions.
And that's the real story here. Alibaba built a better product, but the way they built it, closed, proprietary, no technical transparency, no paper, means that even though it's objectively superior on the benchmarks, for anyone who values autonomy and open infrastructure, the open source model is still the choice.
The naming irony is just the cherry on top. Open source equals Quen 3 TTS. Closed API equals Quen Audio 3.0 TTS. If you search for Quen Audio TTS expecting the open source version, you get the commercial product. It's a genuinely confusing move from a team that clearly knows how to build good software.
What we're watching is a split in the text-to-speech landscape, the open source line. QN3 TTS Kokoro Fish Audio is getting better but carries the constraints of self-hosting. The commercial line, Quen Audio 3.0 TTS, 11 Labs, OpenAI TTS, is pulling ahead on quality and speed, but you trade control for capability.
For us, for anyone building infrastructure, they want to own. The open models are still the play. But Alibaba's message is clear. If you want the absolute best right now, and you're willing to depend on the cloud, this is it.
The model itself is genuinely impressive. The architecture, the multilingual coverage, the noise robustness, the instruction control, 6 months of iteration, listening to what broke and fixing it, that's good engineering.
They just wrapped it in a business model that makes it inaccessible to everyone who valued the thing Quen 3 TTS offered. Freedom.
From the labs.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3 TTS. That's Quen 3 TTS for us English speakers. Find daily tech feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs.
tiny sparks turning into maps, archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.